Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Hudson High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Lena. I am a student from MC Smith, and I am also from Hudson.
Hi, I'm AJ. I am a student at Libri, and I have recently moved here from Manhattan.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Yay! Books we love, books we hate, bookish things. I'm sorry, that was your line.
All that good stuff. So we're here to talk about some books today.
And books and books and books and books and books and books.
Who wants to start us off today? Whoa. Lena's taking out the mic with her excitement. Lena's going to start us off.
The book that I brought was called How to Make Yourself Cozy.
Yay.
A Guide for Practicing Self-Care by Katie Vaz. And I'm just going to read the back. It says, embrace the cozy pleasures of life with the Katie Vaz Interactive Guide to Self-Care. Freshly baked bread, cloud-like pillows, lavender tea. Make Yourself Cozy shows you how slow, cozy warmth can help you deal with anxieties and challenges of everyday life, filled with tips for creating the perfect atmosphere of coziness. This book encourages all of us to slow down and find joy in the little things.
It sounds interesting. What do you think of it so far? Have you begun reading it, or?
I have, and my sister has told me you can start at any page because, like,
it's like something you can. It's something you can start at any point. Basically, you can like open up to any page and find something that might help you in your day-to-day life.
Yeah, and like they tell us about like. For example, I'm just going to use one from the book. Take the edge off a rough day by unwinding in a warm bath or shower. Pay attention to the soothing feeling of warm water on your skin. And like, there's one that I really, really liked where it's like how to make yourself cozy while reading. And this is what the show is about. Play some music. Get yourself in a cozy spot and then start reading. And also escape into your favorite book. Like, it could be anything.
It looks like a fun read. You could just, like, open it to a random page on a day and be like, how am I going to make myself cozy today?
Yeah.
And just get a random selection. How do you like to get cozy? What's your favorite method?
My favorite method is to turn on the TV, watch Hulu, and the show that I watch is Steven Universe, and I'm binge watching it because I just finished it and I just like over here like, no, you can't do that, you shouldn't do that, and then they do it anyways and I'm over here like crying like, why?
I actually watch Steven Universe a lot too. I actually have an art book about it. I have the show's like art book, which I think I brought in one time, which is, you know, weird to put on the radio because it's an art book and you'd think the main attraction would be the visual parts of it, but it's still cool to bring in. But I like, what do I do to make myself cozy? I can't remember the last time I was really comfortable. But I like to draw. Right now I'm illustrating my own tarot cards just to.
And drawing dragons?
And I do absolutely love to draw dragons still.
You could do a dragon tarot deck.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Yes, I could. I might need to do that.
Wait, what's a tarot deck?
It's a bunch of cards that tries to understand how to explain this. Basically, it's a kind of thing that you can use to predict future events or figure out what you want to do in your life, and there are all kinds of spreads you can use. They are split into two arcana, which is the major arcana, which is the Fool, Empress, Emperor, etc., etc., and then the Suits, which are the minor arcana, which is the Pentacles, the Wands, the Swords, and the Cups. And right now I'm learning about all their meanings while also drawing them to kind of motivate myself to sit down and actually learn about them, because I couldn't really bring myself to just sit down and read about all these cards one after another and then expect myself to remember them enough to actually do a spread for myself.
What if the dragon card is something like, for example, there's going to be some fire and flame in life, but then maybe it's going to get better or something like that, because, well, most dragons that I know free fire, you know, or
oh my
ice.
God. Hold on. Hold on. There's something in that sentence that I need to talk.
Oh, no.
You know, can you introduce me? but I basically, the point of illustrating a tarot card isn't really to make your own cards, but to illustrate the already existing cards to fit you. And you kind of use their meanings to figure out what you want to illustrate for them.
So AJ, is there something that you do to get cozy?
I either read or I bake, and after I bake, I eat. After
you could bake while listening to an audiobook, and then eat
then
your
bake,
baked goods while you're reading a book.
Eat, then I read, then I bake, then I eat, then I read, then I
it's
bake.
A good life.
And that's my day.
I just remembered something that makes me cozy. One of the most important things in my day. Okay, so... okay, so the most important thing to do in my day to make me feel cozy is to eat while I'm watching Steven Universe.
Well, Steven Universe is one of those shows where, like, you know those shows where the animation, the way they animate food actually makes you hungry? It's one of those shows. They do that a lot.
Yeah.
It's actually very cool. Anyways, AJ, do you have a book you wanted to talk about? Or a story you want to tell?
I have both, actually.
Okay. What's the book you want to talk about?
Let's see. Mind trying to choose one of the awesome books that I read at the library while seeing Emily. Oh, yeah, there's the one that I gave Emily. It's called Go With The Flow. Yes, you have it here. Yay.
I brought that with me. I also read that book this week. It was very
good. So right now I'm just going to read the back. Good friends help you go with the flow. Best friends help you start a revolution.
Yeah.
Sophomores Abby, Britt, Christine, and Sasha are fed up. Hazleton High is never has enough tampons or pads or adults who will listen. Sick of an administration that puts football before female health, the girls confront a world that struggles, or worse, squirms at the thought of administration revolution. They band together to make a change. It's no easy task, especially while grappling with everything from crushes to trigonometry to JV track, but they have one another's backs. That is until one of the girls goes rogue, testing the limits of their friendship and pushing the friends to question the power of their own voices. Now they must learn to work together to raise another up. But how do you stand your ground by raising bloody hell?
Oh my gosh, can I see that book? Wait, is that a graphic novel?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so there are four girls, like they mentioned, Abby, Rick, and Steen, and Sasha. And my most favorite characters are, well, I haven't really gotten their names down yet. But there's a blonde girl with glasses, a black girl with braids, a white girl with red hair, and this Asian girl. And, well, I like all of them, really, but I like I'm just going to call them the glasses girl and the other. And the last girl I mentioned, Sasha, I finally got one name right, yay, which is the Asian girl. Fine,
that's
now
cool.
You can take it immediately.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. So I think they're going into their sophomore year. I can't remember if that said that in the description.
Yes, it did.
And three of them are, you know, friends that have been friends for some time. And then the other girl, I also do not remember who is who, their names.
I think that one's Sasha because she's the only one that wasn't like part of the group beforehand.
Okay. But one girl moves to town, so she's new to school. And on one of her first days in school, she has her period. And she gets some stains and people make fun of her.
They call her Bloody Mary.
Yeah. And then the other three who are friends pull her away because she hasn't known what was happening at first. They bring her into the bathroom and they help her out and help her work through this embarrassing moment and become friends through that experience. But when they're in the bathroom, they realize that the vending machine in the bathroom not only charges you to buy tampons and pads, but it also is empty. And so
put in money and then
one of them, who is an artist and a bit of an activist, wants to make that a change. She wants to talk with the administration and make sure that both the machines are filled regularly and that ideally they're free. But of course, there's some pushback from the administration because they're like, we don't have the money. It's a budgetary issue. She's like, well, why is the football team getting new costumes? Or not new costumes, new uniforms. Costumes.
If they were getting costumes, yeah, maybe new Halloween costumes. They're going to go for play.
Yeah.
Like they're going to put a play as their play Ing. Yeah.
So it becomes a question of like, what are the school's priorities and how are women's basic products and needs treated versus like other things? Yeah. Like, why is toilet paper made free, but women's sanitary products are not, when it's a totally natural thing that happens to women? Yeah. And it talks about also how it's not just women that have periods. There's also trans men and gender non-conforming folks, too. Huh. So that's nice, too, that it includes that.
Cool.
It's a very good book.
I'm still reading Bitten very, very, very slowly because it's bad and I don't like it, but I need to. I need to win this bet. I say this like I need to win this bet, but really there's no bet going on. It's more of just a testament to my integrity and my pride that I keep reading this book. But we have started writing more in creative writing. We've all gotten to the point where we've written our own microfictions instead of just finding ones to use as examples. So we're doing that.
Did you bring some that we can share?
Yes, I did.
And I think, weren't you saying, AJ, before the show, that your mom had come up with a 3-word story, I think it was?
Well,
two sentences.
But it was actually a 3-word story.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us that one while Amelia's pulling up her story?
It happened. Again.
It happened. ... Again.
That's seriously the way that she told it to me.
Okay.
So this is the microfiction, which is basically defined by being under 500 or 1,000 words. The definitions vary, but I think our teacher used 1,000 words, but I'm pretty sure mine is under 500.
All right, so I'm going to read this. Does it have a title?
No.
Okay. We'll call it Cowboy Grandpa. Just kidding.
No!
That was an old show joke. Anyways, okay. So this is by Amelia Ortiz. I landed on this foreign planet in January. For the first few years, I would meticulously keep track of the time. I soon became too busy with my research to do that. I've had many experiences upon the strange world, most of which would terrify any sane person. The storms are especially ferocious, kicking up angry auburn clouds as far as one can see. I have also made countless groundbreaking discoveries. Within my first few years, I found ice here, and by extension, water. This may be of great importance to those I report to back on Earth. However, it is not of importance to me. I do not require hydration. Interesting. That was me, not the story. Yeah. The truth is that I am dying. I knew that I was destined to die here from the moment I landed. I have long since come to terms with that fact. I can only hope that those back home will not mourn the loss for too long. I have fulfilled my purpose. I just hope my battery lasts long enough for me to see one more sunset. Back on Earth, June 2018, major news websites all rush to report the news. The Mars rover dies, ending its 15-year mission. Ooh, that's pretty cool.
I have a poem.
You have
to
a poem?
Share, and I stole it off the internet because I have nothing original to share.
Today.
Today, just for today.
Yeah, because you have original things you've shared before.
Yeah.
That was really cool, though, Amelia.
Thank you.
I liked it. I like how it's like each little moment, it's like, oh, what I was picturing just changed.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, again. What I was picturing just changed again.
So the really agonizing thing about this is that we are not allowed to actually figure out who commented because we were peer editing today. So we all get red pens and we're all very proud of our red pens. But I haven't gotten to see the notes on mine yet because that's what we're doing tomorrow, even though I've edited other people's and I'm sitting here like wondering, like, what did they say about mine? We're not allowed to. Our teacher won't let us.
So I have it up. And the poem is from Doki Doki Literature Club, and it's made by Natsuki, like a character. And so the poem is called, "Eagles can fly, monkeys can climb, crickets can leap, horses can race, owls can seek, cheetahs can run, eagles can fly, people can try, but that's about it."
It's nice.
Yeah.
If you wanted to read another one of mine, this one could count as microfiction too, but technically I wrote this before we started working on microfiction. This is the one, I think I talked about this last time, where we had to choose a word off the board and use it as our inspiration, and this is what I did. You're going to see a sci-fi theme with my work for some reason, I'm not sure why.
So do I say what the inspiration is or not?
Yeah, you can go ahead and say it.
Okay. So the inspiration is cat, which we all know, I love cats. We were scared at first. Aliens had finally come to Earth, and it wasn't in the form of cheap Photoshop or government conspiracies. Oh no, there was no conspiracy that could possibly hide this. Spaceships appeared over government buildings in every corner of the world. News stations reported on it for days as the ships just hovered in their places. Some people hid. Some people stayed with their families waiting for the end. Others took their fate into their own hands. Suicide rates skyrocketed in all nations during those long, fear-ridden days, until finally the extraterrestrials made contact. Cute is how they described us, absolutely adorable. They viewed us as one would view a cute animal. For eons, they had apparently watched us, wasting hours on us as we would waste hours on cat videos. It wasn't long until we found a way to exploit this. Interstellar trade began. Our main export was videos of us simply doing mundane things, playing with toys, caring for our children, even sleeping. The aliens ate it up. We shouldn't have been so optimistic. We should have proceeded with more caution. Their technology exceeded our own. It was the same story with their weaponry, although they would never dare use it against us. No, they had more humane ways of capturing us. How long did we expect them to be satisfied with just videos? How long did we expect this to go on before they decided to make us their pets?
We're the cats. We are pretty cute.
I love you're absolutely distraught. We're the cats coming at the end of it.
Well, some of us are.
That was the horror quick write we did. So that was meant to be horror, but I found a way to make it sci-fi anyway.
Some of us are active, so we're the dogs, and then people who are non-active are cats, and I'm most likely going to be a cat because I'm definitely a cat.
However, I do like the idea that if I did not have the inspiration of cats for this piece, then I could make them pretty much any pet I wanted to. To which I must bring up the concept of what dog and cat shows would be like in this universe on their planet. Do we get groomed? Do they show us off? I don't know. But yeah.
Wait, does that mean we get to watch Hulu?
I mean, there are apps on iPads for cats where they have like the little fish swimming around. So maybe that's just their Hulu. I've come very close to downloading that for my cat, but she would not do anything with it. She would sit there, because she's lazy, and not do anything.
Oh.
I love my cat, though. I love her so much. I insult her so much. I feel bad. She's so good.
That's really great. I love short stories. I don't read them often enough, but I just listened to one the other day because our friend, Amelia and my friend, and someday your friend as well, AJ and Lena, but our friend Sam J. Miller, who we've talked about on the show before, who's one of our favorite authors, had a birthday recently. Happy birthday, Sam. So he had a birthday recently, and he said for his birthday, if people wanted to consider nominating him for his short story for a Nebula or Hugo Award for those of his friends that can nominate, which isn't me, he was like, here's the short story I wrote, and here's how you can read it. And I was like, well, I can't nominate him, but I could listen to his short story. And it was really good. I think it was called Shattered Hearts. And he writes speculative fiction primarily, and it was set, I forget when, back in the time when King Kong was out, because sort of the aftermath of a King Kong episode. It was really good. So I can't vote for him, but, you know, hope he gets nominated for some awards for that. It's a great short story.
Yeah, but it's a very, very, very short story. Well, I actually have two, and they're not really as much stories as sentences, but these are ones that my mom tells me when I'm, like, begging her for a story, but she's like, no, but I'll tell you just one short story. Here's the first one. Once upon a time, the end. And then there's another one. Do you know a short story about a boy named Lori? There, that's the beginning and end of that story. The end. Really short stories.
It isn't my favorite short story I've ever heard, but it's something, you know? It's not nothing. Does anyone have anything that they're either reading currently or looking forward to reading?
No.
I'm trying to think. I mean, at some point, I'm probably going to sit down and just blast my way through that Pokemon book I brought a couple days ago with the Pokemon biology. Yeah. Just because I'm a nerd, and that's the thing I want to do. I also really want to reread all my ology books, because my dad has said that I might get more out of them now than when I did when I was little and was just fascinated by the pictures. That would be cool to do if I ever had the willpower to sit down. I have 10 of those, I think.
How about you, AJ? What are you looking forward to reading? If anything. It can be, if it's not a title, it can also be a type of book.
Maybe just books in general, because I have so many books to choose from, especially when I'm at the library. I'm like, look, there's a cool book over there. Maybe there's a book over there, over there, over there, over there. And even the walls look like books. It's just too much.
I remember when the Hudson Library was like, when we could go to it the first time, I remember, like, I was like, Mommy, are those walls made out of real books? No.
Because we have wallpaper that looks like books.
Yeah.
I've heard a ton of people actually ask that question, if those are actually books up there, because it is very realistic and it's really nice.
I like it. We also have a new friend up there by that wallpaper. Next time you're in, you can check them out.
Ooh,
we have a Rapunzel.
Oh.
We're getting ready for the summer reading program, even though it's quite far away.
Oh. Are 10-year-olds allowed in the summer reading program?
You can be any age.
Oh, I remember them being like, oh, it's only for tweens and teens last year.
Well, we have some programs that are geared towards certain ages, but
okay.
I feel like 10 is this nice age where you can be in the tween and teen programs, but you could also be in the kids programs.
Yeah, me over here.
Lucky.
Like, Barney over here. Me over here like, Barney is a dinosaur.
I remember volunteering on for the summer reading program last year, and it being the very, very little kids programs. That was fun. I also did a couple programs over there. Sam J. Miller ran one. It's his fault. That's why I'm so into sci-fi. It's because of him. Because that was what that program was, a sci-fi writing course.
Oh, yeah.
So I wrote a short story about this alien girl with skin like a poison dart frog. So she was very poisonous, but very, very colorful and so very sought after. Who was like basically kept in a display case the way one would keep an actual pet frog, and was just kind of put there in a rich person's house. And I never finished that story, but I did start writing a story that was like a collab with several boys who are much, much younger than me, which was great. But But I started collabing with them, and I wrote what is, oddly enough, probably the most outlandish story I've ever written, but probably my most favorite one, because I still write it, add to it sometimes when I'm bored in school, which is about two aliens from two warring planets crashing into a guy's truck, and to get them to help him pay back a new truck. He has them work at his, like, pizza place that he owns, and no one basically asks, because he owns this pizza place, so no one dares to ask why there are aliens working in the pizza place. And it was very outlandish, but it's fun to just not have to worry about logic for a little while and just kind of, like, write that for fun. It's so much fun to write.
Not as much fun as reading, though.
Okay.
Depends on who you are, and it might depend on the day, too. Because I know Amelia loves to read and to write. So.
I do very much.
For me, I'm like, read. Do other stuff. Read.
We're just about out of time for today, but we thank you all for listening and hope you all have a good week and read lots of good books. Do lots of bookish things. Maybe write some sci-fi about cats or other things. Whatever inspiration you find.
Why are you so obsessed with cats?
Because they're amazing. I'm like the aliens. But anyways, happy reading. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.
I don't want to be funny anymore. I don't want to be funny. Lately, I've been feeling like the odd man out. I heard my friends saying things I don't mean out loud. I got a too short skirt.